We just talked about community pools, the public pool, and swimming during the summertime. Well, somebody was listening and wanted to chime in on this topic. So let's open the door and welcome George's old swim coach, Marge, back to the program.
Hi, George. You remember me? I'm Marge, your old swim coach.
Well, I remember you, but you were not my swim coach.
Hi, Marge.
I taught George how to swim in the pool when he was younger, and I was his coach.
Yes, we remember the story.
He was so talented.
Not really.
He had webbed fingers and toes, which made him go through the water like a sea turtle on steroids.
No.
I used to take him every summer to the public pool.
Oh, you did?
Yes. The problem is, I guess he would always have a lot of Mexican food beforehand.
All right. These are not accurate. I didn't know you as a kid.
Because he loaded up that pool with floating logs.
What?
George, you said you didn't
did
do
not.
That.
I didn't do that.
And when the Mexican food was a little iffy, it got a little more swampy in there.
All right.
Well, what kind
but
of
those
a...
were good times.
What kind of a coach was Marge, George? You have good
I don't
memories?
Know. She was no. Ned Voklis was my coach, not you.
Oh, my old assistant, Ned. I do remember him.
I never should have given you that name.
Ned Voklis.
Yeah.
The man had the biggest nuts I've ever seen.
God. I don't remember that about him.
Looked like he had a cantaloupe in his Speedo.
Well, I don't remember that.
I don't know whether it was just some general swelling or elephantiasis that did it. Didn't you learn to swim by playing in the sprinkler when you were young?
I don't know if that taught me how to swim, but yeah, we'd do it to kill time, I
George
guess.
Was so funny, he would do this gag. He would go and put his mouth on the sprinkler like a dog and get slap gum.
Oh, really? Yeah, we were talking about that.
I've recently made a great discovery.
What's that?
The Ron Kirk Pedestrian Bridge.
Oh,
you
yes.
just now discovered it?
We were going to suggest that to you to get you off the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge.
Yes, at least it gets me past the Trinity before I have to floor it to get on the entrance ramp to Woodall Rogers.
Stay off Woodall Rogers.
It uses up so much juice. Just the entrance ramp.
But you got to floor it, huh?
Yeah, but the Ron Kirk Pedestrian Bridge is so handy to me now.
Sure.
So much better than the old Steve Bartlett rope bridge I used to have to take.
I never heard of that.
Which was darn near unnavigable in my motorized chair. The thing snapped on me 14 times.
Oh, good Lord.
Man.
But I'm glad they honored Steve Bartlett by giving him something.
Yeah, they gave him something, all right.
Woodall Rogers is just so problematic for me.
Yes.
What with not having a true vehicle.
Of course.
I think the problem is the GPS I bought at Goodwill seems to prefer the fastest route, which leads me to a lot of highways.
Yeah, you need to go side street.
I don't know how to change walk. The settings.
We'll reprogram for you, Marge.
Can I come live with you, George, so you can teach me how to change the settings?
No.
I think about 3 years would do.
No, I don't think that's necessary, but thank you.
I heard you guys mention something a little bit earlier on your radio program that you have.
Yeah, what was that?
The Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge.
Yes. In fact, we were just talking about it with you.
I recently tried to cross the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge, and it didn't go so well.
Oh, no. Man.
Yeah.
What happened?
A band of Crips attacked me.
No.
They attacked a woman in a chair?
In a chair.
Awful.
In a chair.
Terrible.
They tried to recruit me pretty hard with their little pamphlets and tracts and whatnot.
Why would they want you?
They need manpower.
Okay.
And when I wouldn't turn, they tied me to an anvil in the middle of the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge.
Oh.
Well, believe it or not, people didn't respect the chair.
I believe
they were whizzing past me at ungodly speeds.
Not offering help.
Finally, some Mexican in a RAV4 with a slight lack of road focus didn't quite take evasive action.
God.
He had Mexican plates on the back. That's how I knew.
Okay.
From
all
Mexico.
Right. Okay.
He ignored my screams, Giorgio, and plowed right over me.
Oh, my goodness.
Tearing off my moo-moo and leaving me exposed and ready for action in the opposite lanes.
Gross.
But finally, some good Samaritan took care of me and nursed me back to health.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, why someone from Samaria was all the way over here, I have no idea.
An actual Samaritan.
Yes, wow. An actual Samaritan.
Wow.
So I had his ass deported for being a sleeper cell.
Marge.
I'm making America great again.
Oh, you're a Trump supporter.
I have to go, George.
Okay.
I'll see you at the spray grounds.
All right, we'll see you there later
today. Be careful.
It's known as my bedroom.
Oh, she's backing up.
Be careful.
There goes Marge. It's 8:46 on the ticket. The biggest show coming to town is next.